Supervisors will reconvene. We're at item 14A, appointments, county clerk.
Okay, so.
Siskiyou Resource Conservation District.
Yes, so 14A and 14B are both for unscheduled vacancies on either the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District or Shasta Valley Conservation District. And these two positions are included in another appointment. So if we could drop 14A and 14B.
Okay.
From the agenda.
C?
C, where'd my C go?
It looks like C and D are resource, Siskiyou
there
resource.
It is. Okay. Alrighty. So 14C, this is an unscheduled vacancy. This is one I do not want to drop. It's for the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District, a short term ending November 26, 2026. And it's due to a resignation of Tom Minnie. I did get a hold of the district, and at this point, they do not have anybody interested in filling the position, but if we could continue this
okay.
one, they will keep working on it.
All right.
And then 14D, these are scheduled vacancies for the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District. These would be for full terms, and these end November 30th of 2028. Of course, the clerk's office, we did our posting as we normally do, and ask the district to post within their area. And let's see, for the Siskiyou, we did receive a letter of interest in continuing to serve on the district board from incumbent Jefferson Maddox. There is still one vacant one. We don't have anybody, so if we could continue the vacant and appoint Mr. Maddox. Let's see. Anybody for?
That's what I'm waiting. Go ahead. Yes. A motion by Supervisor Haupt.
Haupt, okay.
Point. I'll second.
Thank you. And that was for Mr. Maddox to, he's the incumbent. Continue.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye. 14E.
The next E is going to be very similar. This is also scheduled vacancies for the Shasta Valley Resource Conservation District, full terms ending November 30th of 2028. The clerk's office did our posting as we normally do and received a letter of interest in continuing to serve, and this is from incumbent William Hurt. They also have one vacant position if we could continue that one as well.
Continue the vacant?
Yes.
And
appoint Mr. Hurt?
Sure, I'll make that.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, and that was the Shasta Valley full terms. Okay. All righty, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye. 14F. Siskiyou County Planning Commission, representative
yes.
for District 3.
Yeah, and this was an unscheduled vacancy. Siskiyou County Planning Commission, this is a representative of Supervisorial District 3, and it's for a term ending June 30th of 2027. We did our posting as we normally do, and then did get a letter of interest in continuing or serving again from Danielle Lindler, who was the original rep for that.
I'd move to appoint Danielle Lindler.
Question. Why does it say unscheduled? Because she's the
It is, but it's only scheduled if their term is ending.
Okay.
And then that makes a scheduled vacancy that it's for a full term.
Okay.
Unscheduled is when somebody resigns, say somebody passes away, and we just have a partial term to fill.
She resigned, and so we had to accept that, and this is...
Yeah.
So now she's going to be reappointed? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's curious.
And so that was...
Jumping through the legal hoops. Gotcha.
The timing and everything we needed to do. So, Supervisor Kopseff, and who did we have a second?
Yes, Supervisor.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
And I believe that's it for appointments.
We're at 15A. A, B, and C, I don't know if anybody has to recuse, but minute approval for October 15, 29, and 12.
And I've received no corrections for any of them.
Looking for action.
Move for all three.
Okay.
All three,
seven.
Thank you. And second?
Yep.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, we're at item 16A. This is the time for a public hearing. We are opening the hearing for item 16A, community development. Continued public hearing to consider adoption of revised rules for establishment and administration of Siskiyou County Agricultural Preserve and Williamson Act contracts. Good morning.
And I'll be recusing.
Okay, yes.
Council,
yes, please recuse.
Oh, you're recusing
for Williamson Act.
Williamson Act based on the fact that you have.
Good part of it, yeah. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, thank you. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. So we're back here again with some recommended changes to the countywide rules for the Agricultural Preserve Administration and Williamson Act contracts. This was continued from September 3rd, and then again in November, and I apologize for that, but here we are. So we've already gone through and discussed some of the revisions, and we kept those, and those are in the first section of the staff report, but I would like to move on to one of the recommendations that staff initially had recommended, but then has later done some discussion and research on, and we'd like to change the recommendation that we established one ag preserve. We'd like to continue to keep the ag preserves the way they are and continue to amend them as projects come through. We think that it would be in the better to provide you with a complete list of all the land that has been placed in ag preserve by the board before any major adjustments are made. So we'd like to come back to you. Probably it will take at least a year to get that information, but where we can have you a solid map and a list of assessor parcel numbers and the history on how those came about to be in ag preserve and any changes that have been made, so we have a solid record. Because we don't have that now, so we don't think we should make a major change without having that. Additionally, since we last were here, we came up with some other ideas that we thought would be good. Landowners can issue a notice of non-renewal upon the county, and in our current guidelines, it's not really clear on how that is to happen. These non-renewals should have very specific information in them, and they should be assisted by the planning department when they fill these out before they get them recorded. So we made that very clear in the guidelines that they should be going through county staff to get those done, so those are done correctly and we don't have to rescind non-renewals. We also recommend expanding the public acquisition section. During this process, other departments have been very helpful and informative, and we've been provided with a copy of what the county already has. It's in place. It's the resolution establishing the policy for no net increase in state and federal land ownership, and we thought that should be cited in our guidelines. So when these agencies do look into acquiring property in Siskiyou County that's Williamson Act, they can see that not only is it not normal to be doing that for Williamson Act, but not in Siskiyou County. So that's been rewritten, and there's a proposed language in there for that. Also, we gave further detail on if someone has property under Williamson Act and they no longer do a commercial ag use that's allowed in our guidelines, but it's timberland, and it should be zoned TPZ. So we outlined kind of the idea that's under that's allowed under government code section, that there's no penalties if someone were to do that. So we just wrote that in there so people would be aware, and that if their property could qualify for TPZ, they could apply for a rezone, and we could cancel that contract without any penalties. We didn't really, again, receive any comments. We did, as directed, reach out to cattlemen and the Farm Bureau. I did get some discussion with the Farm Bureau. Ryan Walker did send me an email about a concern of the county could request to inspect the property, or property owners had the option to have the ag commissioner inspect the property to verify a commercial ag use. And there was concern that some property owners thought that to be the county saying that they could just go on the property, and that's really not how it's written. I explained to him that it's only in situations where the property owner chooses to have the ag commissioner or county staff go onto the property to show that they are compliant with Williamson Act, or if they refuse to provide us with documentation that verifies that they do have a commercial ag use, which is simply, you know, receipts of sales of hay or livestock or, you know, whatever their ag use is. If they don't want to do that, we will suggest the alternative would be, well, someone can come out and verify. So he seems satisfied with that. I haven't received a comment from him otherwise, so that's all I have.
Okay. Presentation of correspondence.
The clerk's office has received no further correspondence, but I think way back we did note that Mark Coates had sent correspondence in, but that was early in the first couple of drafts.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showed none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Any online?
Showing none online.
None. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
None online. So there's no rebuttal by proponents, no rebuttal by opponents. And can I close this or not? Or because
I think we're good to go because it's a resolution.
Okay.
All right. So we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Any further discussion? If not, I'm looking for action.
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Where you talked about removing the suggestion of the one ag preserve, that's in this newest resolution. It's incorporated.
With the finalized.
With the final.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Move to adopt the resolution.
The recommended motion?
Yeah.
All right.
Second.
And I have a second.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
No.
Oh, that's right. Recused. Sorry. Ogren? Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsa?
Aye. Thank you very much.
Good job, Bernadette.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So, staff report? Okay. Board reports. Here from board reports.
Sure. I was just down in Pasadena. The weather was beautiful, and I come back to Mount Shasta, and it's still snowball. it was informative. But one of the things comes to mind. I want my fellow board members to consider. I usually go back to Washington D.C. in February in the National Association of Counties. I think this would be the opportunity. Time for one of you, some of you, staff, come back. I think we need to lobby Congresswoman Wolf, of course, and resources, particularly with what's happened out here in the Klamath Dams. So just give that as for your consideration.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah.
So, guys, Chris?
Yeah, a few things. With the read across Siskiyou County, SSV, it's here at Sacramento Valley EMS, petroglyphs, make the colleagues aware of it over in the it's in Modoc County, but part of 208, the petroglyphs are thinking about new plans for visitor section over there for people to see. So there's the same thing is they had meetings in Klamath, so there's a push to set one of those meetings in 208. But new plans for it, a lot of history out there that those petroglyphs. 208 Veterans Day. Klamath ESA meeting. We had it up in Ashland, got snowed in. EMSA quarterly meeting. And then this Saturday, colleagues may even be aware of it, but their College of Siskiyou, so we had a listening session on Medicine Lake, the potential for national alignment, all those things. And then this Thursday will be my last SCED meeting, so here at California Economic Development Council. That'll be the last I mean, I'll be the president of that, so the last one I get to run. And then also want to recognize, I don't think we did it, but my replacement, Jess Harris, did attend today. Don't think we announced that today. And then they're just looking at me on Medicine Lake, so I'll connect with you on that for the listening session. I'll stop there.
Okay. Supervisor Howe?
Since the last board meeting, I did three readings in three different schools in the Read Across Siskiyou. We attended the dinner with the director
water board,
and then participated in the water tour the following day, and attended the CPRA fundraising dinner on the 23rd, and then met with Michael Popsef on the 25th for a fair meeting with Fish and Game. It was kind of confusing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair management.
It was
plan.
A management plan with no plan.
Yeah. Supervisor Ogden.
Read Across Siskiyou County on the 13th. I read to three different classes at Big Spring School. And then I had a fire safe council meeting that evening. And that's the Siskiyou Fire Safe Council. Org Cal RC&D meeting the next day on the 14th. 18th was a PSA 2 executive board meeting and a behavioral health executive board meeting, or advisory board meeting in the afternoon. LTC meeting on the 19th. CRPA dinner on the 23rd. And C2C meeting this past Tuesday night. Lovely Thanksgiving with my family. And here we are. That's it.
Okay. I also was at the LTC meeting, did Read Across. I only had one school a week, so it sounds like I didn't.
You got shorted.
Yeah. attended a Zoom meeting on the comments that we provided to Cal Fish and Wildlife on the bear management plan with Supervisor Howe. Attended this California Rifle and Pistol Association event, and also was on the tour with, is it commissioner? Is that what they're calling them? Director? What are they?
Board member Morgan.
Board members, okay, sorry. Morgan. Nicole Morgan from the Water Board. That was, so she was the last board member to be up here, and so she got to see both the Scott and Shasta systems. So that worked out real well. Yeah, it was. And I think that's it. With that, we're going into closed session.